Hello and welcome to the Tech Guy of East Texas podcast, where we talk about home and small business technology needs and proper technology setup. I am your host, Greg Burns. Today we'll be talking about web filtering for your home. First thing we will talk about is antivirus software for all your computer, tablets, and wireless routers. There are several antivirus companies out there from Avast, AVG, Kaspersky, to Malwarebytes, and many more. I will list the antivirus software links in the podcast description. When it comes to your devices, the antivirus software will help protect your devices from several types of malware, from Trojans, viruses, to spyware. Make sure you have antivirus software on all your smartphones, because that is one of the main devices that we use all the time. And it's always in our hands. We've constantly using it, and we open email, bank statements, pay bills, etc. from our smartphones. So when having antivirus on your smartphone, it will help protect you from any activity and any issues that may arise from opening different emails, opening links on Facebook or LinkedIn or any social media activity like that that might be suspect. When it comes to wireless routers, most of the new routers today have a built-in web filtering and antivirus software. They just need to be activated and set up. The wireless router I use for my home and business is a TP-Link Acer A2300 wireless router. This router has a great built-in protection system called HomeCare. HomeCare has a parent control and an antivirus software built right in. With the parent control, it allows you as parents to set up a content filtering for everyone in your household, especially the kids, which can protect them from all types of content per device being used when it's set up. Which means is you can set up the parent control on your router and set up every device that your child uses, from his tablet to his laptop to his phone, in this parent control filtering system. It'll monitor and control whatever they look at when they're underage, as teenagers, as adults, etc., and protect them from anything, especially content that they shouldn't be seeing. So when it comes to my case in my home, I have it set up per their Google Chromebooks, because that's all that they use. And so I have each child set up as an age group, and I have certain contents that's set in the filtering system blocked, such as YouTube. So all they can look at is kid YouTube and not the regular YouTube. And it has a checkbox system that you can add and remove any content filter that you would like, from games to DM software to chatting software, things like that. So I advise any home user that is looking for a good router for their home and content filtering system to look for a router that has this type of built-in system. There are other programs you can use to help protect your household and your kids along with the router software. If you're a Google family like we are, you can use what's called Google Family Link to watch over your kids' devices. Google Family Links allows you to set up ground rules for all ages, allows you to have the ability to view your kids' web surfing activity, as well as manage their app download. Google Family Links will also let you set up screen time limits like the routers, so you can only allow the kids to have so much time between 8, 9, or 5 hours on their devices at a time. You can also lock and unlock the kids' devices. So if they're grounded, you can lock the devices so they can't have access. And once they're ungrounded, you unlock the device. My sister has Apple devices in her home, and she's installed Google Family Link on all the devices. So with that being said, Google Family Link also works with Apple devices. There are other several softwares out there that can help protect your family and your kids, such as NetNanny, Kid Inspector, and QStudiato. Doing these steps will help protect your family while they have fun on the internet and surf safely. Join us next time as we talk about work from home steps and security. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Tech Guy of East Texas. Until next time, make sure you visit our website at www.theonetechguy.com. Tell your friends and family. And don't forget to click that subscription button.